Well, here's the name of God, anyway, in answer to that. I've written a play of which this is the opening speech. It's a modernization of a medieval morality play, Every Man, as a full-length comedy. And the opening scene is the wreckage of heaven, and God stands among his angels who circle around him. I fancy, although I'm no producer or director, I fancy these angels as being rather baggy and forlorn, skid-roadies. Each of the musical instruments which, whatever the androgynous types they can find, he or she, each musical instrument that he is unable to play well, though does play. God has a large loaf of sliced white bread under each arm, which he dispenses periodically. When he speaks, they stand still. When they recite the chorus, they move around him. Those of you who know the original Every Man will see some of the parallels that I've used, I guess, in this speech. I won't prolong the choruses, I'll just indicate them. They're one line. I won't repeat them. Speech from a comedy scene, The Wreckage of Heaven. This is another voice that I'm not up to using. It's a part I'm not capable of fulfilling, but I'll do my best. I am God, but all my creatures are unkind to me. They think of themselves. Why don't they think of me? I'm holier than they. Of course, God is lovely. If I descended and rode through the streets, would they take off their hats? No, they'd keep their hands in each other's pockets. Of course, God is out of sorts. Or if I showed up to give a formal address, including an enormous amount of sound, godly advice, they'd turn and wriggle away like a school of fish. Of course, God is endless. I burned myself in a bush once. Day and night I burned like a pillar of virtue in the desert. I even let them watch me ride in my chariot. Of course, God is great. I gave them Aaron's rod when they were on the rock. I played their enemies with a thousand dirty tricks. I let them burn rams and thickets instead of their precious Isaac. Of course, God is on their back. When things looked so black they couldn't tell his from hers, I parted the waters, saving a few, but drowning a lot of others. Of course, God is feeling worse. Didn't I die for them? Hang myself and shed the blood of the lamb? What more could I do? Guard yourself sometime. Of course, God is sublime. Now they forsake me, leave me up in the air, sinning, thinking of pleasure. The more I leave them alone, the worse they are. Of course, God is pure. They lie all night in their houses, stacked in rows, their knees pulled up, their heads stuffed into pillows, imagining new ways to break my law. For God is jealous. When I show them a bad example, plastered and confused, chances are he'll be headlined and idolized. The only law of mine they like is getting circumcised. Of course, God is not amused. I didn't ask for anything impossible. I said, love me, and not just once in a while. But all men were created fickle. Of course, God is immortal. I'll settle with every man. I had his dinner all laid out in my mansion, but he had to try cooking his own. Of course, God is burning. Just because angels are blasé and neuter, did he think I'd be contented forever and ever? playing with Ezekiel's wheel or climbing up and down Jacob's ladder, or as God is boiling over. I made him in my image, didn't I? I gave him my tooth for a tooth, my eye for an eye. How could I turn out such an unreasonable facsimile? For God is mighty sorry. You'll be made to see the way things really are. If he's so fond of slaughter, I can get it for him wholesale, just by losing my temper. For God's the man of war. I might have shown him mercy, but nobody asked me. The best things in heaven are costly, for God is free. All right, he's dug his bed. Now let him lie in it 1,000 years at a stretch on a strict diet while worms with their noses on fire pay an endless visit. For God is like that. I watched over him like a shepherd over a sheep while he went bleating and gambling and flocking around and getting fleeced, forgetting whom to worship. Well, every shepherd knows his way to the butcher shop. For God is in bad shape. Come death, he has made me mad. I summon death. For his ingratitude, every man must choke on his daily bread. For God is sick and tired. Thank you.